The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good evening and welcome to Oskaloosa, Kansas, where we're getting sent for the first round of pool play here in the Oskaloosa Invitational Tournament. Good to have you along with us here on CARE Radio. That is K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Quick look at the starters. It's going to be Valley Falls and ACCHS, a couple of NEKL teams. Valley Falls coming into the game tonight at 9-0 on the season, starting Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Kraxner, Brendan Miller, and Avery Gatzmeyer. And their opponent this evening is going to be ACCHS. The Tigers are starting Caleb Miller, Creighton Bowerly, Kyrian Quarter, Trenton Kimmy, and Colton Myers. With that said, we're set to go, getting underway. The Tigers come into the ballgame here this evening at 4-6. Long cross-court pass is going to be Valley Falls deep in the right corner. The three is launched and hit, and Brennan Miller has the first point of the ballgame. Valley leads it 3-0. We are just moments into the game. Tigers down court with it. Caleb Miller with the top side, and they're going to call him for a travel. Tigers are going to turn it over. ACCHS in the traveling uniforms, the black with orange and white. For Valley Falls, it's the home white with gold and black. Valley will get the ball into the forecourt. The Tigers are going to settle into the 2-3 zone to begin things here early in the ballgame. 3-0. Valley, the feet comes in the middle. The turnaround shot is going to be up. No good, but the follow is in by Trenton. So Kraxner is going to have his first bucket of the ballgame, and Valley is broken on top at 5-0. We're less than a minute into the game. Valley Falls is good. I mean, they're 9-0. You know that means good? Well, when the new state poll came out today, the Tigers get underneath, can't get a shot away, bring it on top for the long two, and it will not go. Rebound tip, no, and rebound underneath. Tigers follow it up, can't get it to drop again. They get the rebound back. Right side, the shot is up, it won't go. And out of bounds to Atchison County. ACCHS, four shots on the goal. None of them able to go in, but Tigers are going to have it back at their offensive baseline. Mentioning how good Valley Falls is, the new poll came out today, and the Dragons are number 3 in the state of Kansas in Class 2A, and I think that's probably fair. We've seen them quite a bit here on CARE Radio. Here's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to be knocked away, slapped out of bounds, and Zach Evans touched it last. Back it will come again to Atchison County. Caleb Miller's going to do the inbound work. Caleb brings it in on the left side. Kyrian Quarter will turn and shoot. That one won't go down, and this time Evans is going to clear the board down. Back up court with the basketball and the Dragons of Valley Falls. Dylan Cervantes over on the right side. He's playing it at the two here this evening. At the point guard, we've got Brennan Miller. He'll scoot it to the right. Stop, pop from there. Nope, not going to get it. Rebounding it down, Atchison County. ACCHS coming up with the basketball with the rebound, and up the floor comes Trenton Kimmy. 2 minutes into the game, it's still 5-0. Valley Falls in front here in Oskaloosa, the Oskaloosa tournament. We do have two games here on Care Radio tonight, so be sure to pull up a chair, settle in, maybe popcorn. You know, that wouldn't be bad. Shot is up for the Tigers. No, the follow shot is up and good. First bucket of the game for the Tigers belongs to Trenton Kimmy. 5-2 Valley Falls. ACCHS, a lot of shots on goal each trip up the floor. Second game of the night will be a cross-league game between Jefferson County North out of the NEKL and from the Big 7, Perry LeCompton. Here's a three by Gatzmeyer, not going to drop, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds to the Tigers. 5:17 to play in this opening quarter. The crowd kind of sparse yet, but it is still pretty early. And they're still continuing to make their way through the turnstiles here to our left. ACCHS with the ball, works around to the left side. Little skip pass off the left block. Trying to back in. Great defense prevents entry. And Atchison County bring it back out on top. Creighton Bowerly. Backcourt comes to Caleb Miller. Back to Creighton. Creighton pivots with the left foot. Feeds into the center. Colton Myers passed down to the baseline. Comes back. Three-point shot is a little too strong. And the rebound pulled back down by the Tigers. The dish across, that was a spectacular pass. Give the assist to Kieran Corder and the bucket to Trenton Kimmy. It is a one-point game at 5-4. Valley Falls with the lead. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. ACCHS battling tough, and their head coach Troy Hoffman on his feet applauding his team working up and down in front of his bench. Way out topside with it for the Dragons is going to be Dylan Cervantes. And another three for Gatzmeyer is going to be waved off before the shot. We got a timeout taken by Valley Falls head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, who's right now looking to inspire his team. We've got a break, Joseph. It's 4:17 to go in the opening quarter of our first game. Valley Falls 5, ACCHS 4.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls puts the ball in play. Let's see what they've got. Going to the right side, they try to pass underneath, and as they get it into Trenton off the right side, reaching into batted way, but going over the back is going to be Colton Myers, and that is our first foul of the ball game called on either team. 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the opening quarter, and ACCHS will make its first substitution into the game. Valley Falls for the basketball. They work the perimeter. The Tigers are going to bring James Sheets in. We had the game with the Atchison County down at Pleasant Ridge Friday night, and James got a lot of good playing time, did a nice job. And so he's getting a little PT here tonight. Here's a shot from the top by Gatzmeyer. It's coming up rather short. And back up for it will come ACCHS. Tigers a chance at a lead. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. They trail by one. Top side with it is going to be Kieran. Looks into the middle. No room there. Goes back to the right side. Bowerly thought about the three, then doesn't. Comes to Sheets. Back it goes Bowerly. Quickly as he gets the ball, he's defended. Gatzmeyer right in front of him. Now driving to the right side. Splitting defenders and a driving layup. It's up and good. And with that bucket by Kieran Corder, Atchison County is in front. It is 6-5 ACCHS. And then Valley Falls with an upcourt outlet pass. They throw it away. Tigers are going to rotate Lane Mullins into the game. 3:11 to play in a pretty quickly moving opening quarter here in Oskaloosa. ACCHS has taken a lead from Valley Falls. Dragons scored the first first 5 points of the game. And then the Tigers have scored the last six. And Now ACTHS cross court pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Dragons up top side. That's Brennan Miller. Valley's really widening the floor now. Almost like a four-corner offense. Gatzmeyer deep in the right corner. Skip pass comes out on top to Dillon. Cervantes kicks it out on top to Brennan Miller. Now they're running almost like a motion in a very wide, high motion. Two steps above the three-point circle. Here's a lob on top. Craxer has to go to the center circle to recover. Now knifing into the lane. Little bunny hop. Shot up off the window. No, but a Tiger foul. It's going to put Valley Falls on the free throw line. Our official will stroll over to the scorer's table and let us know that it will be Creighton Bowerly being saddled with his first foul of the game. And at the free throw line for Valley Falls, it's Brennan Miller. He hit a three earlier and his first free throw rolls in, rolls in. We are tied at six. One more shot coming up, puts it up and puts it in, and Valley back in front. 2:27 to go here in the first. 7-6, Dragons leading the Tigers. Up court pass is going to be run in front of it, stolen away by Valley. Zach Evans anticipated the long pass. Cervantes goes to the other end, and reaching in, he gets fouled, and Dillon will come to the line for two free throws. So as quickly as you say, the game moving along at a relatively fast pace, that all changes. It is back-to-back fouls now by Creighton Bowerly, and back-to-back free throw appearances for Valley Falls. This time it's Dillon. His first one rolls and rolls out. Cervantes continues to look for his first point of the game. Tigers are going to bring Caleb Miller back into the lineup. Second free throw for Dillon. Yeah. Cervantes, first point of the game, and it is an 8-6. Valley Falls lead. ACCHS with a steal of the backcourt. That's going to be Lane Mullins. Tigers are going to bring it up the floor. The cross-court pass batted by Craxner. It's on the court, slapped around, and still rolling around. Picked back up, Dragons. Outlet left side, driving shot up and good. Count the bucket, plus one. And that's the first point of the game for Avery Gatzmeyer. So Avery breaks the ice and coming to the free throw line with a chance at a conventional three-point play. 1:53 to go here in the opening quarter. For the Tigers, it'll be the first foul by James Sheets, and ACCHS has now committed four first quarter fouls. The free throw is up and good. Valley Falls has not committed a foul yet, and once again, for the second time tonight, they lead by 5, 11-6. Atchison County looking to go into the forecourt, but before the pass, we'll have a timeout. Coach Hoffman taking a break with the Tigers. Joseph, we've got a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter of our first game. It's Valley Falls 11, Atchison County 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, the Tigers put the ball in play at midcourt, and we're back underway. Now the pass in the middle for ACCHS, batted free and stolen. Coast to coast, the driving lamp is up and too strong. And as ACCHS comes down with the board, we get a Valley Falls foul. It's going to be a whistle on, I believe it's going to be on Zach. Well, that's a mistake. It's not on Zach, it's on Dillon. Thought maybe Evans had done it, but Dillon Cervantes will have his first and Valley Falls first foul this evening. Down to a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers with the basketball, trailing again by 5. Beautiful pass. Sheets takes it down inside the left block, and as he gets it in the hands of Corder, it's going to be slapped out of his hands and stolen. Valley Falls comes up court, and then on the fast break, can't hit the brakes quick enough, and will travel with the basketball. Tigers put it in play right in front of their bench. Inbound work by Trenton Kimmy. Minute 10 to go, opening quarter. Carrying Corder, crosses at the center, bounce pass comes off on top. Tigers go to Caleb. Miller has it slapped out of his hands. It's rolling on the floor, and Tigers looking to pick it up, rolling around, and we get a foul called on the court. Let's see against whom. It's going to be on Valley Falls, and this will be the first foul by Zach Evans. ACCHS has it in at the scorer's table. We're inside the last minute of the first. They've got the ball, but trail 11-6. Out on top is going to be Mullins, way over to the right side in the corner's quarter, driving beneath the goal, and the shot is up. Is it going to count? I think they will. Question is on the continuation. Our official is going to come over to the scorer's tables, and the foul is going to be the second now on Zach Evans, who will immediately shift out of the game. Into the contest for Valley Falls is going to be Carson Clark, and they will not credit that bucket. And as the Tigers bring it in play, it's going to go over and back. Half a minute to play in the first. So for Valley Falls, you're going to have Carson Clark, Avery Gatzmeyer, Brennan Miller, Trenton Kimmy, Dylan Cervantes. Tigers are going to make a substitution, but did not get it in as Valley Falls puts it in play. Clock is not running up there. Somebody needs to start the game clock. It's still a 33. There it goes. Now it's rolling. 27. Valley Falls to get a few extra bounces on this possession. They go over to the right side. Kraxner tries to back in, and he will travel with the ball. He shifted the pivot foot, started to go to the left, saw there was a defender there, decided to go to the right, and then the first time pivoted on the left foot, second time pivoted on the right foot, and Tigers are going to have an opportunity here at the end of the quarter. Up court pass, knocked away out of bounds. Atchison County putting it in. 13 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers down 5. Inbounding it, it's going to be Kimmy. Out on top, quarter. Kerrion comes off the screen, takes it to the edge, dumps it into the corner to Sheets. He crosses underneath the goal, kicks it back on top. 2 seconds, 1 second. The desperation shot at the buzzer, too high, and that's the end of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. Going to the second here in Oskaloosa. It's Valley Falls 11, Atchison County 6.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
In the opening quarter, Valley Falls leaped to a 5-0 lead almost just moments into the ballgame. ACCHS showed no fear, battled back, took a lead at 6-5. And the Valley Falls rolls off a half a dozen unanswered points, leading it now 11-6. Scoring for you for Atchison County, Trenton Kimmy has 4, and Kieran Corker the other 2 for Valley Falls. Pacing away, Brennan Miller with 5. Avery Gatzmeyer 3, Trenton with 2, and Dylan with 1. It is Valley Falls basketball, and we're underway in the second quarter. ACCHS is going to settle back again into the 2-3 zone to begin this quarter. Here's Kraxter, goes left side, pass out on top, looking for Cervantes, stolen away. Down the right side, Sheets loses the handle, and is going to travel with the basketball. But even though the Tigers unable to finish, great defense and a fast break, getting down the court in a hurry. Showing some real spark here. Valley Falls up court with it. We're going to have a little bump, and I think Kieran is going to be called for a foul. It'll be his first. Tigers had a little bit of foul trouble here, though. They've picked up now their 5th. Valley Falls with 3, and 2 of those on Zach Evans. Dragons dumping in deep in the left corner. It's going to be in the hands of Clark down there, and now the feet across, reverse layup, Kraxner for 2. Trenton's 4th point of the game and the largest lead of the evening for Valley Falls as they lead at 13-6. Tigers trailing by 7, and now Atchison County, a little double dribble. And for the Tigers, it's just a few little things. A little travel here, a little double dribble there, and extra possessions for a team as good as Valley Falls. so often results in more points for the Dragons. 7-11 to go in the half. Over to the left side where the uncontested three is shot and hit. Wide, wide out on the left side, down near the baseline. Zach Evans collects his first points of the night. And now it's a double-digit lead. 16-6. Tigers with the ball, and it's batted away as Caleb recovers it. He's got a heel on the sideline, and back it comes to Valley Falls. Dragons in the game, a perfect 9-0 on the season, number 3 in the state at Class 2A, and back up the floor with it, they're going to come. 6:50 to play in the half. Up top side is going to be Brennan Miller. Kicks it over to the right to Gatzmeyer. Avery's long cross-court pass. And again, the same shot as a moment ago. This time coming up very short is Evans. And Tigers with a rebound. Catching it on the fly, Trent Kimmy. Drives it all the way down the floor. And they're going to say he palms it over. And again, it's some of those very basic little errors that are costing the Tigers some turnovers and making them lose some scoring opportunities. They're trailing it now by 10. Atchison County is going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound. We'll see how Valley Falls copes with that. They do so by outletting it to midcourt on a long pass, and Avery Gatzmeyer will dribble it up the floor, get it back to Dill and Cervantes, and Valley Falls will set their offense. Cross court is going to go to the left side where the 3-point shot is up and good. Wow! That was high and arcing, and frankly, a thing of beauty by Hayden Carney, the freshman. We've got a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with Atchison County. It's 6:12 to play in the half. It's now Valley Falls 19, Atchison County 6.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Going all the way back to the middle of the opening quarter, right now, Valley Falls is on a 14-0 run. They have come from down one at 6-5 to now up 13 at 19-6. Tigers, little timeout there, kind of getting everybody on the same page, and here comes ACCHS with the basketball. In the middle it goes, back over to the right side. Everybody's just slowing down. A lot of standing now on this Tiger possession. Caleb Miller has it left wing. Feeds into the lane. The shot's going to be knocked out of Meyer's hand. And a foul by Valley Falls. The Valley players complaining to the officials that they had gotten the basketball. And Dylan is very outspoken out on the floor. The official says, we'll handle this. The foul is going to be on Avery. That's Myers' first foul. Team foul 4 for Valley Falls. Tigers at the line. Colton Myers looking for his first point tonight. Couple of free throws coming up here. And the first one up and good. So Colton Myers, only a junior for Atchison County, looks for the second one. And it's halfway in. Rattles back out. Valley Falls coming up with a rebound at 19-7. Cervantes down court. Kind of hands it off to Carney. Hayden has it top of the key. Back on the right side to Dillon. Starts toward the edge. Working in front of the Tiger bench and brings it back off on top. It's worth the 5:50 mark. The 3-point shot. That's an air ball wide to the left side. Dillon a little disappointed in himself. He's a very good shooter. And that one must have just gotten away somehow. Tigers are going to have it back in at their baseline, and Valley Falls is going to go to the other end of the floor. Now, on the out-of-bounds, the official comes over. We're getting a late foul call. They're going to call Avery Gatzmeyer for his second foul of the game. They're going to say there was a push, and now Avery's coming out of the game, and Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer bending the ear of the official. 5:20 to play in the half. Here come the Tigers. Atchison County into the forecourt, over on the left side with it. That's going to be Dalton Damon with the ball, and we get a shot up, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Rebound, and we were going to get a foul call. That was just going to be a loss out of bounds, but it's not. It's going to be a little bit more than that. It is going to be the first foul of the game on Dalton. Tigers have now committed team foul six, so the tip of the game could slow a little bit as Valley brings it in. The Dragons are going to be shooting free throws for the last 5 minutes of the half. Valley with the ball up top side, leading it by a dozen. Now inside 5 minutes to go, first half. Left side with it is going to be the freshman, Carney. Underneath to Trenton, to feed to Dillon. Shoots no. Rebound, slapped around. It's going to go all the way near midcourt, but Valley's going to be able to recover it. The toe down for Trenton Cranksters. Too high, too hard, too fast. There was no catch in that one. It'll be back into Atchison County. ACCHS, that's who they got out there. They got Mullins and Trenton Kimmy. Got Caleb Miller out there on the far side. I see Creighton Bowerly and bringing the ball up the floor. Kieran Quarter. ACCHS with the basketball, trailing by 12. They'll take it all the way to the baseline. The defense reach in, knocks the ball away, and Cervantes is able to get a hand on it, but just able to knock it out of bounds. Tigers putting it back in. 4:20 to go in the half. Still a 12-point Valley lead at 19-7. ACCHS, Caleb Miller topside, kicks it over to the right block. Strong move, Lane Mullen. The crowd moans as the ball didn't go in for him. It hung for the longest time, but he will be at the line for a couple of free throws as Valley Falls picks up a foul. This is going to be on Carson. Foul number one, Carson Clark. And now every foul the rest of the half is going to present free throw shots. Lane Mullins at the line for two. First one rolls in. He's got his first point tonight. It's now 19-8. Lane looks at it. Right-handed shooter. Puts this one on its way. Perfect. 19-9. On a couple of free throws by Lane Mullen. Tigers are back to within 10. They've trailed by as many as 13. And now Kraxner, just to the left side of the rim, puts it up and in. Trenton has a half a dozen. 21-9 and a 12-point lead for Valley. Now the cross-court pass is batted again. Players all over the floor, scrimming for the loose basketball, and mimic the official, come over, make a call. These guys are not going to give up. And the official just finally says, okay. And when you have a play, you're never sure what to call. There's only one call. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow going to the Tigers. 3:55 to play in the second quarter. 21-9. Valley Falls in front. Here comes ACCHS. Gatzmeyer has come back into the game for Valley. Remember, he's out there with a couple of fouls. Zach Evans is in there also, and remember, he has two fouls as well. ACCHS work in the perimeter, having a really hard time getting in the middle. We've either got, let's say, like a 3-2 zone. Nice pass into the middle. The layup is going to be up a little too hard off the window. And a rebound down. Stolen back for the Tigers. Driving in and a little double dribble. It's going to be turned back over by ACCHS. 3:20 to go in the half. Valley Falls putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. The Tigers are going to apply a little pressure on the inbound. 21-9. Valley out front. Gassmeyer over to Evans. And he's going to travel with it. And back we come again to Atchison County. I tell you what, we have seen a lot of, I don't know, elementary errors. Mishandling to the ball, travels, and just things that these guys all know better than. And now we're going to get that foul off the basketball and an offensive foul on ACCHS. So Creighton Bowerly in little trouble now, and that is his third foul. I suspect that will be enough to bring him out of the game, and it will. James Sheets returns to the floor for Atchison County. 3:15 to go in the half. Valley deep in the backcourt. Tigers press it up. Comes over to Gatzmeyer, left side. No trouble with the ball. He handles it well. Big guys don't always, but he certainly does. Valley right side, Zach Evans. Now over to Gadsmeyer, launching a three. Perfect. Nice touch. And Avery Gadsmeyer has a half a dozen. 24-9 in the largest lead of the game now for Valley Falls. The ball stolen. Outlet down to court. The running layup misses. Offensive follow-up is good. Two more for Zach Evans. Now 26-9. Tigers hit getting another timeout. Yeah, they are. Justin, let's do it. What do you say? 2:41 to go in the half of the first game. Valley Falls 26, Atchison County 9.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Minutes and 41 seconds to go in the opening half. 26-9. Valley Falls with the basketball, or rather with the lead. Tigers with the basketball. ACCHS works away to the baseline. Nice little head fake. The shot is up. Rattles around. Goes in. Count it. Plus one for Trenton Kimmy. So Trenton hits a nice shot. Fouled over the back by Carson Clark. It'll be his second foul. And coming to the line, a chance at a conventional three-point play here for Trenton. Game has slowed considerably in the third quarter. A lot of fouls, a lot of turnovers. His free throw is up and good. Kimmy has 7 points to lead the ACCHS scoring. And it's 26-12. Driving down the floor, the falling away shot won't go in. Kraxner has it stripped out of his hands, and they're going to say it's off Valley Falls. ACCHS will bring it in the backcourt. Up for the basketball and walking it up is going to be Kieran. Across the timeline, over to the right side. Caleb has it there, feeds underneath. The shot off the glass. Colton Myers for two. 26-14. So the Tigers, 5 consecutive points. And now we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout. And Coach Caleb Gadsmeyer, not particularly pleased with his team. Joseph, another one. What do you say? Minute 55 to go. We're still in the opening half. First game, Dragons 26, Tigers 14.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
We come out of the Valley Falls timeout. Dragon's putting it in play. Gadsmeyer's going to square. He's just going to launch a three and throw it in. That is his spot. Left wing, about a step and a half above the three-point circle. Very close to what might be a college three-point shot, if not one very close to it. And Gadsmeyer has his second three here in the second quarter. 29-14, Dragons. A minute 20 to go in the half. Tigers dish it over to the right side to Caleb. Miller gets double-teamed on the edge. Looking for help. Goes cross-court. Here's an uncontested three. Fired up and won't fall. And Gadsmeyer will rebound it away. So a nice board by Avery. And back up the floor, Dragons. In the last minute now of the half. Here's a ball. Brennan up top with it. Brennan Miller. Gadsmeyer, another three. That one will be a little bit short. And now over the back goes Kraxner, trying to steal down the rebound. Trenton has his first foul. It'll be team foul 8 by the Dragons, but we walk to the other end of the court. And at the line for the Tigers, it's going to be Lane Mullins. Now, Lane has 2 points in the game. He is 2 of 2 at the free throw line this evening. He's a big guy. Steps up there. Right-handed shot is up and short. And rebound called down by Valley Falls. Into the forecourt. 40 to go in the half. Shot from the right side. Too strong. Rebound off the floor. Followed up. Won't go. Rebound Tigers. And we're going to again walk to the other end of the floor. So Lane Mullins gets the rebound. Gets fouled over the top. And he was up there just a moment ago, and he's going to be back up there again. As for Valley Falls, it's going to be a foul on Brennan Miller, his first. That'll be team foul 9. Once again, Lane is up there 1-1. Up? Yes. Lane Mullins, 3 of 4 at the free throw line for Atchison County. Just over a half a minute to go in the half. Second one. Got them both. It's now 29-16. And Valley Falls up the floor. Tigers trailing in the game. And Valley has brought Hayden Kearney back in. He's going to bring the freshman up to the point. Tigers are going to run this thing down and just take a final shot. Now the cross-court pass stolen. Little jailbreak, the finger roll, and the bucket by Quarter. Nicely done, 29-18. Now 4 seconds, 3. Gatzmeyer squares up, launches it, misses it. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Oskaloosa at the Boys in Varsity Invitational Tournament. Halftime score, Valley Falls 29, Atchison County 18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Going to be meeting our second game this evening out of the court warming up, and we've got plenty of time to talk about them as that game approaches, as it's going to be Jeff North and Perry LeCompton. But right now, halftime of our first game finds Valley Falls out in front, 29-18 over ACCHS. Valley jumped out in front 5-0. The Tigers came back, took a 6-5 lead, and then Valley got on a bit of a roll, 13 in a row, and took a lead that they enjoy still here at halftime by 11. Quick look at the scoring for you. For the Tigers, 7 for Trenton Kimmy. Leads the way, Lane Mullins and Kieran Quarter with 4 apiece, and 3 for Colton Myers. For Valley Falls, it was a 9-point first half. Avery Gatzmeyer, 6 in the half for Trenton Craxner. Zach Evans has 5. Brennan Miller has 5. Off the bench, freshman Hayden Kearney, 3, and 1 point, Dylan Cervantes. Fouls could become an issue as this thing rolls along for the Tigers. You got Crane Bowerly, who's now got 3 fouls. And for Valley Falls, 3 different players with 2 fouls each. Say what, that all said, we're going to take a bit of a break. Half time of the guys' game. We'll be back to bring in the second half live. And again, don't forget, coming up after this one, the second half of our tournament doubleheader. But with the intermission score, Valley Falls 29, Atchison County 18. We're kicking it back to the Care Radio Sports Studio, and you're looking forward to it, I know. Joseph, bringing you another great halftime.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good Tuesday evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in as we're bringing you games from the Oskaloosa Tournament. We will return to the ACCHS Valley Falls boys game in just a couple of minutes. I did want to mention that we've got Benedictine College basketball tomorrow night, or I'm sorry, Thursday night. This Thursday night, it's an unusual night. We've got BC versus Culver Stockton. As the Ravens play host to Culver Stockton, the girls will take to the court about 5:30. The boys will take to the court about 7:30. That's Benedictine College basketball this Thursday. Coming up this Friday, we've got tournament week to continue, and we will be announcing the games a little bit later during the week. Please stay tuned to our sports broadcasts that are aired as part of our news broadcasts, especially the one in the evening right around 5:15 in the evening for the latest sports. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them from around the local area.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at the girls' games, we've already got some finals to report. Donovan West beat Clifton Clyde with a final score of the Donovan West girls 54, Clifton Clyde 37. In the Frankfurt-Hanover girls matchup, it was Hanover 52 to Frankfurt's 26. And in a game in action right now from the Tonganoxie tournament, we've got Holton leading Bonner Springs at the half 16 to 14. Taking a look at some boys' games that have come to conclusion. We have Frankfurt topping Clifton Clyde with a final score of Frankfurt 54, Clifton Clyde 43. The Troy Trojans beat Axtell with a final score of Troy Trojans 55, Axtell 30. And in the Sabetha Rock Creek boys' game from the Burlington tournament, it was Sabetha 54, Rock Creek 44. At the half, we've got the Atchison High Phoenix over Jackson Heights, 38-28. Taking a look at the game that we're playing right now here at Hot Country 93.7, Valley Falls is leading 29-18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Yeah.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 18 tonight. Under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 22. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 1 above. Mid-teens Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 20s. Once again, we should dip down to 18 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather in North Atchison, it is 45.7 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the north at 2 miles per hour right now. The relative humidity is 68%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.75 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 36 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature is 42 out there. Holton checking in at 51 degrees. Valley Falls, 47 degrees. Leavenworth, 50 degrees currently. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Oskaloosa for this year's Oskaloosa Boys Invitational Tournament. And as we get back, they got the second half a little bit started quickly. And Zach Evans races down the floor with the ball, draws a foul, free throw, it's up and in. That foul, by the way, is going to be the second on the Tigers. Kieran Corder, first foul, of course, of the second half. And Atchison County will have his first possession since intermission. It's now 32-18 Valley. Tigers with the ball, backing in, push it back off on top. Trenton Kimmy has it, top of the key, kicks it back over to the left side of Bowerly. Remember, he's out there with four fouls. Goes into the lane, goes up, and gets the swooping shot for his first point of the game. 32-20. Back up comes Valley Falls. Gasmer thought about the three, doesn't, goes into the lane, a falling away shot, unsuccessful. Colton Myers rebounding it down for the Tigers. Atchison County up the floor. AZTHS dishes it over to the right side to Trenton. He'll slide down the baseline, and there's an offensive foul. Now, Dylan Cervantes was stopped, and he was set, and he was clearly not moving. The offensive player clearly ran into him. It is a foul on Trenton. I've got him for two. The scoreboard has him for one, so we'll check on that. But the thing is, Dylan was standing directly beneath the cylinder. High school, that's a charge. College, that is not. Shot goes up on the outside. Won't go for Valley. Rebounding it back down. Dragons, and now the ball's loose. It's on the floor. Tigers are going to take it away. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. ACCHS baseball passes the other end. Put on the court a couple of times. Looking to drive it across the baseline. No room there. They'll have to bring it out on top. Now over to the left block. Shot is going to be blocked by Craxner, and a foul called on Trenton. So Trenton Craxner going to pick up his, I believe, first foul of the evening. Six and a half to play. Third quarter. Free throw is up and good. And Colt Myers has his fourth point. He's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 32-21 Valley Falls. One more shot coming up for the Tigers here. And Colton, knee bend, a right-handed shot, gets it in there. Colt Myers has 5. 32-22. Atchison County, who's trailed by as many as 17, has gotten themselves now back to within 10. 6:20 to the left in the third. Feed to the right block. Cervantes, a little behind-the-back pass. Cracks her shot, no good, but a Tiger foul from behind. A couple of more free throws. This one's going to be on Colton Myers. So Colton will pick up the personal foul, and it's going to be a couple on him. First free throw, Kraxner won't get it. He's got another shot coming. Trenton Kraxner, that was his first free throw of the night. He has 6 points in the first half on three field goals. Second free throw will not go in either. Tigers rebounded down. Colt Myers coming up with the basketball, and here comes ACCHS. Cross-court pass over to the left side to Caleb Miller. Back around to the right side, it's going to be Bowerly, and we have another whistle. We're seeing a lot of whistles, a lot of fouls. This time we're going to have Corder picking up a foul for ACCHS. It is his third. So Bowerly and Corder, each with three personal fouls. And Valley Falls up court. 32-22, Durango's in front. Over to the left side, Katzmeyer, hook shot, rolls across the back of the rim, and it's no good. Rebound, saved back in by Valley. This time they'll skip it off on top, down the left side of the lane. The dish over outside the three-point line, and we're going to get a travel. 5:43 to go in the third quarter. 10-point ball game here in the first game of the first night of the Oskaloosa Boys Varsity Tournament. I don't think either coach is happy as he would like to be with how the teams are playing here this evening. It seems like each team has made more than a couple silly mistakes. Oh, that was a pretty spinning shot by Corder, and he's got a half a dozen. Kieran Corder makes it 32-24. Tigers are within eight. Well, they've taken that 17-point lead and cut it in half. Little backdoor pass, stolen away by Lane Mullins. Here comes ACCHS. Outlet down the floor. The shot goes up, and we're going to get another Valley Falls foul. Tigers coming to the line. This one is going to be on Kraxner. Trenton will be the first Valley Falls player to pick up a third personal foul. Tigers at the line. It's Trenton Kimmy. Trenton's first free throw is in. He's 2 of 2 at the line. That is his 8th point tonight. Entering the lineup for Valley Falls, it's going to be Spencer Doramaggi. Spencer is a big guy. You think, you know, what do you compare him to? I'm thinking, you know, O-line, probably guard. He's got pretty good speed. The second free throw is also good. 32-26. How about this? The Tigers have cut that 17-point Valley lead down to 2 possessions. They trail by 6. Back around to the right side. Top side, Doramaggi. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Tigers, Bowerly, drives, goes in, has it stripped out of his hands. No foul called. It'll be Tiger ball down to the baseline. 4:46 to go in that third quarter. At first, it was going to be Bowerly to inbound, and now the Tigers are going to switch that off and have Trenton Kimmy bring it in. ACCHS left side, Bowerly, 3! Creighton Bowerly, and it is 32-29, a 3-point game, and that's enough for Valley Falls. And tell you what, Coach Gatzmeyer having a word with his troops. We're taking a break, 4:35 to go in the third quarter. We've got a basketball game, Valley Falls 32, Atchison County 29.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Well, fans continue to make their way into the gymnasium here as there is still a game to be played this evening. The second game up that we'll be having here on Care Radio is going to be Jefferson County North and Perry LeCompton. That is an anticipated 8 o'clock tip-off. I suspect 8 o'clock will be no problem. I don't know if they'll be willing to move that earlier, but we'll see how this thing shakes out. Right now, there's 4.5 to go in the third quarter of the first game, and Atchison County has cut that lead. Here's a feed underneath to Romaji. Misses, follows up, and gets it. Spencer Doramanji will have his first points of the game. 34-29. Tigers are having a tremendous third quarter. We're midpoint of that third. ACCHS round to the right side. Drives baseline. Ball's going to be stripped away. Lost out of bounds. Back it will come to the Tigers. Mullins is going to come out. Replaced by Myers. Caleb Miller is out. Back in comes Kieran Quarter. 34-29 Valley in front. Valley Ball is 9-0, the number three team in the state. Feed over to the right block. Tigers with the ball, trying to back in. The shot on a high off the window, but it won't go down. Rebound tipped around, and Valley's going to come up with the basketball. Zach Evans will clear down the board. Kick it over to Dylan Cervantes, and up forward with it will come the Dragons. Cervantes with it again on the right side. He'll accelerate, go to the baseline, put up a two-handed shot. It's no good, but we'll have a Tiger foul. And Dylan created that foul just with sheer speed for the Tigers. It's going to be foul number three for Trenton Kimme. Cervantes decided he was going to go to the baseline and is absolutely blazing fast. To free throw, first of two, no good. Dylan has 1 point in the game. He is 1 of 3 now at the free throw line. The junior eyes up the second shot, launches it. It is perfect. 2 points, Dylan Cervantes. It's 35-29. Tigers back down by a half a dozen. Here's a feed across. The ball is going to be slapped back into play. Saved by Atchison County. The drive goes into the lane. The dish over to the left side. The three-point shot set sail and missing it. Rebound, ACCHS. Tigers are going to reset the offense. Coming out on top, it's going to be James Sheets handling the ball. 3:10 to go in the third. Tigers move the ball, play off the screen, go into the corner. The baseline jumper up for a long two. Creighton Bowerly has 6. 35-31. Now Valley in the lane, travels with the basketball. ACCHS will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. Inside 3 to go in the third. Walking it up the floor comes Quarter. He's out just across midcourt. Now swings it right side. Bowerly in front of the Tiger bench. Bowerly left-hand dribble goes into the lane. Beats his defender and missed the shot. Knows that he got pushed. And now there's a little more push and shove going on. You hear the roar of the crowd. Those are Tiger fans not happy with something. I tell you, Coach Gatzmeyer's not happy. That's Avery's third foul of the game. The first free throw here is up and in. Great Bowerly having a huge third quarter. That is his 7th point this quarter. Doramanji comes back out of the game and checking back in for the Dragons, Trenton Kraxner. Second free throw. Rims out, no good. Cervantes for the board. Back up, the will come Valley Falls. 35-32. All the way down the floor. Dish down to the baseline. Kraxner underneath. Up and good. Trenton Kraxner has 8. And it's 37-32. The shot for the baseline is up and missing. Offensive rebound rejected by Kraxner. Outlet on the jailbreak. Gatzmeyer, the left-handed layup. Avery in double figures with 11. 39-32 Valley. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Tigers, a quick, hasty three misses, but an offensive rebound. Sheets for three. It's going to be way short. And a rebound saved in to Valley Falls. Gatzmeyer coming up with it, has it knocked out of his hands, and it'll be saved by Cervantes. Dylan works his way to the right side, knifes into the lane, twists, turns, shoots, scores. Dylan Cervantes. Tigers having battled back now find themselves jammed up a little bit. 41-32. Valley Falls beginning to reassert themselves and utilizing their speed. If there is one thing that this team has, just from top to bottom, they've got good shooting, they've got, you know, guys who understand the game, but my goodness, they have great speed. Here's the feed to the baseline right, little reverse slam, it's up and in. No, they're going to say that Zach Evans traveled with the basketball. It belonged to ACCHS. Now, a minute 20 to go in the third. Again, Lane Mullins enters the game, and that's a little round of applause for James Sheets as he exits the floor for Coach Troy Hoffman. Here come the Tigers down 9. Minute 10 to go and rolling along here in the late part of the third quarter. Now the ball is going to get away from Colton. The drive, and Colton Myers, a little intentional foul on the other end as he gives a push. And so it will be a foul on Colton. It is his third. And the intentional foul is going to send Valley Falls and Brennan Miller to the free throw line. Brennan scored 5 in the opening quarter, has not scored since then. He is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. This one is up and good. Brennan Miller, another one of the seniors on this Valley Falls team, will hit both of those free throws. The Dragons are going to have the ball back into their offensive end. They lead now by 11, 43-32. It's going to be Gatsmer. He'll do the inbound. Dylan Cervantes on top, goes into the lane, and we're going to get a blocking foul. And the Tigers now, as that foul is on Caleb Miller, will have their 7th team foul. And we have Valley coming to the line 1-1. Still with 1:03 to play, third quarter. The front half of the 1-1 is good. Dylan Cervantes. Tigers got in a little foul trouble early. Kind of got away from that. Quit fouling for a while. Second free throw is good. And suddenly now 45-32. And the Tigers, who had cut the thing to 3, now find themselves trending again by 13. ACCHS outlet pass to the other end of the court. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Tigers are going to have it in at their baseline. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. They trailed by 13 at 45-32. On the left side, ACCHS with it. Looking in the middle, it's quarter. No room. Goes back left side. Miller between the circles. Bowerly. Tigers need to be patient. Find the shot they want. Get a good look at the rim. Cutting into the lane, and here's a runner. It's up and in, plus one. Get that bucket for Creighton Bowerly. And he's going to get a free throw here. Creighton Bowerly has shouldered the weight of this Tiger team in the third quarter. It's going to be the second foul on Dylan Cervantes. And that free throw is the, are you ready for this, 10th point for Creighton in the third quarter. 45-35. Let's see if Valley's going to be patient, if they're going to continue to run. They run, and the shot misses, but another Tiger foul. This one on quarter. It is his 4th. So for ACCHS, 4 fouls on quarter. 3 on Kimmy, 3 on Myers, 3 on Bowerly. For Valley Falls, 3 apiece is a free throw. No good. On Trenton Craxter and Avery Gatsmeyer. Have several players with 2. One more free throw coming here. The flip and the shot is up and good. So Zach Evans hits 1 of 2, making it 46-35. Tigers up court pass, batted away and stolen. Up the floor, it's knocked free, picked up, scoop shot good. The bucket by Brennan Miller. 48-35. Tigers got to get it across the timeline. Got to get a shot at the buzzer. They don't get a look at it. And we've come to the end of 3. Going to the fourth quarter in Oskaloosa. Valley Falls 48, Atchison County 35.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Got to take my shoes off to add up this quarter. There was a lot of points scored in the third quarter of the ball game tonight. Let me catch you up. For ACCHS, Creighton Bowerly, 10 points in the game, all of them in that third quarter. Got Trent and Kimmy right behind him with 9, half a dozen for quarter. Myers with 5 and Mullins with 4. For Valley Falls, double-digit scoring now for Avery Gatzmeyer with the 11. 9 points, Zach Evans. 9 points, Brennan Miller. 8 points, Trenton Kraxner. Dylan Cervantes with a half a dozen, 3 for Hayden Kearney, and 2 for Spencer Dormaggi. Tigers are going to bring it in to begin the fourth quarter. Here we go. Valley Falls outscoring Atchison County 19-17 in that third quarter. ACCHS, a long 3 launched, a little too strong. And Kraxner back at the ball game, pulls down the defensive board, the dish to the right side, the fast break layup is going to be up and good. Zach Evans in double figures now. He has 11. 50-35. Valley leading by 15. They have led by as many as 17 back in the second quarter. Now the Tiger pass slapped away. It'll come back in again to Atchison County at their offensive baseline. Half a minute into the fourth quarter. Second game of the night. It'll be coming away here before too long. It'll be Jefferson County North and Big 7 opponent Perry LeCompton. The cause. Back right side it comes. Tigers right side of the lane, trying to drive in, losing the handle, falling away. The shot is up, and we're going to have a Valley foul. And again, so many fouls called in this game now for Valley Falls. That's going to be the third for Zach Evans. Tigers have committed 8 second-half fouls. Valley Falls has committed 5. The free throw here will not quite go in. One more shot coming up for Trent and Kimmy. Trent was perfect at the free throw line until that. He's 3 of 3. One free throw here gets him to double figure scoring, and he'll hit it. 50-36. Dragons with the lead, with the basketball. Down the right side with it. Here's Brennan Miller. Skips into Gatzmeyer, into the lane. Changes hands, shoots. Can't hit it, but he got fouled. Now we'll have Gatzmeyer at the line. Less than a minute yet gone in the fourth quarter. For the Tigers, foul number 2 by Caleb Miller. And for ACCHS, those foul totals still just rolling up. That'll be team foul 9. Gatzmeyer's free throw is up and just short. So Caleb, now 1 of 2 at the line, still with 11 points tonight. He and Zach Evans each with 11 for Valley. The second free throw, in and out. Nope. Rebounding it down, Lane Mullins, and here comes ACCHS. Tigers quickly into the forecourt, raise it down the right side, in front of their own bench, back over to the baseline left, 3-point shot, no. And a rebound, Evans, Valley Falls taking it the other way. And great defense in the backcourt, well done by Corder, and he forces Valley Falls into a travel. Tigers are going to get back in their half of the floor with 6:48 to play. ACCHS brings it in, the far side, comes off on top, Miller, Caleb gets it to Bowerly, backing in, shot up, no, rebound is on the floor, rolling around, Tigers had it, lost it, save it, driving in, and we've got contact on the outside. Getting a little spirited, foul is going to be on Valley Falls, Dylan Cervantes, it'll be his third. So for the Dragons, Zach Evans, Dylan Cervantes, Trenton Kraxner, Avery Gatzmeyer, all with 3 fouls. The Tigers are going to bring it back in. Here's a shot at the baseline, too strong. Rebound, Kraxner. Up with it. Valley Falls. Valley wearing the home whites tonight, and it's Novan Don't remind you, by the way, the sophomore wearing number 13 this evening for Valley Falls. Here's a shot from underneath. It's going to be up and good. Give that to Avery. His 13th point, 52-32. Tigers down court. Little bounce pass in the middle. It's going to be slapped away. Hard to get that bounce pass into the middle lane when you've got defenders all over the place. Atchison County will go to the bench, and for the first time since the first half, we're going to see Dalton Damon check in for Coach Hoffman. 5:55 to go in the game. Dalton goes to the left side of the lane and draws a foul. He's coming to the line. So we're shooting free throws for the rest of the game. It'll be foul number 4 by Cervantes. Coach Gatsmeyer on his feet, having a word with Zach Evans. And Tigers at the free throw line. Dalton looking for his first point of the game, and front half of the 1-1 won't roll in for him. Rebounding it down, Valley Falls. They will walk the ball up the floor now. Brennan Miller takes his time, gets across midcourt, accelerates over to the left side. They'll feed down to the left block. Gatsmeyer gets doubled up, turns the other way, shot up and missing it. Mullins clears the ball away. Tigers back down the floor. Skip pass over to the right side. It's on the court. Turning around. The follow shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped around a couple of times. Valley Falls comes up with it. Evans has the ball. Kicks it left side. Cervantes drives and shoots and scores plus one. Dylan Cervantes. Love watching him play. And again, I don't want to wear this thing out, but he's just really fast out on the floor. 5:19 left in the game. That is the fifth foul for the Tigers, Kieran Corder. So he will be the first player to foul out tonight. This coming at 5:19 to go in the game. He will wrap up the evening with 6 points. Tigers are going to bring James Sheets in. The free throw is good for Dylan. His 9th point. Cervantes will come out of the game, and Carson Clark will check in. ACCHS into the forecourt is where 5:15 left. Comes out on top. Damon, cross-court pass slapped away by Kraxner. Tigers are going to bring Caleb Miller back out on the floor. Still over 5 minutes to go in the ball game. 55-36. Skip pass down low. And not using the backboard, the little hook shot is going to come up off the mark for Lane Mullins, and Valley Falls back on offense. Gatsmeyer will bring it up for himself this time. Gets it across midcourt and dishes it over to Brennan Miller. Miller starts left, comes right. Now his pass to the baseline. He's looking underneath for Clark, but Carson couldn't get to that quick pass. Tigers back up court. 4:44 left. 55-36. ACCHS, little bounce pass comes off on top. Mullins back to the top of the key. Bowerly for three. Close, but wouldn't fall down. Gatsmeyer rebounds it away, and once again, we're going to see Brennan Miller up the floor. Tigers in a player defense as Miller guarded by Bowerly. He's got on the right side now at the very top. It's going to be Kraxner. And a cross-court pass stolen. Tigers down the court, driving in and timing it really, really well. Brennan Miller is able to reach in, slap the ball away from Caleb, and knock it out of bounds. So the Tigers do not get the breakaway layup. However, they're going to have the ball in at their end. ACCHS basketball, we are 4 minutes to play. Here's a blocking foul on Valley Falls. They continue to play very heads-up defense, and Clark will have his 3rd foul. 10 fouls for the Tigers, 8 fouls for the Dragons. The free throw here is up and short for Caleb Miller. Valley Falls back up court. Gatsmeyer walks it up. Comes across at the top, gets it out between the circles. Brennan Miller starts right, goes left, swings it over to the edge. Instead of taking the 3-point shot, they try to get in the middle of Gatsmeyer, and he has it batted away. Good defensive play for Atchison County. Now top side with the ball is going to be Trenton Kimmy. Trenton feeds in the middle. It's batted free. Save for the Tigers on top. Dish over to the right side. Mullen shot. Nope. Rebound. Valley Falls and Trenton Kraxner. 3:20 to go in the game. Yo, vendor, popcorn right here. No, that's not going to work. Yeah, it was worth a shot, though. 3:15 to go in the game. Dragons can't get the shot to fall. Tigers come back the other way. Little behind-the-back pass. Lane Mullen, hook shot, can't get it to fall. Here comes Valley, 3 minutes left. Dragons will very slowly, methodically, patiently walk it up the floor, leading by some 19 points. Now this is their largest lead of the day. 55-36. Down to the baseline. Kraxner falls away, puts it in. Trent Kraxner in double figures. 57-36. Lane Mullins has it on the right side, and a Valley Falls player reaches in and ties him up. Possession arrow going back to Atchison County. Valley Falls, I'm looking at their scoring. They are at 13, 11, 10, 9, and 9 for the starting five. Coming out of the Valley Falls lineup now, Brennan Miller and Coach Caleb Gansmeyer putting some of the young guys in with 2:20 to play. I say that, and none of them are the young guys. They're all still the starting group out there. Here's a three for Gatzmeyer. No. Rebound, Tigers. Sheets comes down with it. So for Valley Falls, I thought he brought young guys in. Instead, he's got the starting five back out there. Four of the starting five. Evans, Kraxner, Miller, Gatzmeyer, and Clark. And here's a Tiger shot up and good. Going to give those two to Damon. 57-38. Minute 45 to play. Gatzmeyer goes left side. And as the feed goes to the block, Kraxner is fouled over the back by Lane. Yeah, so with a minute 40 to go, Valley Falls has four of the starting five out there. The only starter not in the game right now is Dylan Cervantes. Not quite sure why he's out. Here's a free throw. It's up and good. One more shot coming here for Trenton. Kraxner will look it. Little knee bend. Second free throw does not go in. Offensive board. Turnaround from 10 is short. Rebound. Pull back down again by Valley. The Tigers go down and tie it up. And we got a jump ball. Or did they call a foul in the middle of that? There was a foul called. Foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Dalton Damon, his second foul tonight. And Valley Falls will make a couple of substitutions with a minute and a half to go, leading by 20, now 21. One more shot coming up here for the Dragon. Now a couple of more substitutions are going to check in. 59-38. Second free throw. Nicely done. Hitting both of those shots, Logan Martins. Tigers down the floor. Minute 20 left. ACCHS topside. Bounce pass down low. Shot rejected. Bodies all over the floor. And I'll tell you what. Carson Clark was called for the foul, but he got his money's worth out of that one as he went up high and came down hard, crashing over the top of Dalton Damon. Dalton sprawls to the floor, but springs right back to his feet and comes to the free throw line. First shot off the window and in. Point number three for Dalton Damon. Minute 18 left in the game. Dalton sends this one rolling around, and it's in as well. It's now 60-40. Valley Falls will dish over to the right block, and the shot is up way too strong. Sheets comes down with it. Hatches the county with a minute to play in the game. Coming up the floor with the ball. They'll dump it over to the right side, deep in the corner. Caleb Miller into the lane, turn, shoots, nope. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. It will stay. Valley Falls basketball. 50 seconds left. The ball is brought in, and Hayden Kearney. Hayden is a long three back in the second quarter. He's back in. He's going to run the ball club at the point now. Kearney goes over to the right side to Carson Clark. Feeds underneath the big guy off the widow and good. That bucket for Denton Elias. So Denton gets his first point. Tigers down court. Forced up shot. No, and a Valley Falls foul. This whistle is on Nolan Doramaggi. And we're in the last half a minute of the game. Caleb Miller coming to the line. He's going to have two shots, double bonus. First one's good. And for Caleb, his first point this evening. 62-41. Tigers are going to make a substitution or two. Second free throw off the mark and pulled down by Valley Falls. ACCHS back on defense. We'll pick up some of the young guys out of the court. Around the right side, looking in, no room, comes back up on top. 8 seconds, seven, the shot goes up, it misses, rebound, tipped around. Valley pulls it down, bounce it off the foot, they're going to save it on top. 2-1, and that's it. Final score! Valley Falls, 62, ACCHS, 41, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
I love it, Joseph, bringing us back with a little cowbell. The next two teams out of the court warming up. We'll be back with that game shortly. A quick recap of our first one this evening. Valley Falls winning it 62-41. Pacing away for ACCHS. It was double digits. 10 apiece for Creighton Bowerly and Trenton Kimmy. Following them, half a dozen for Kieran Quarter. 5 tonight for Colton Myers. It was a 4-point game for both Wayne Mullins and Dalton Damon. 1 in the game for Caleb Miller. For Valley Falls, 13 led the way. Avery Gatzmeyer, 11 apiece for Trenton Craxner and Zach Evans. It was a 9-point half. For the other two starters, Dylan Cervantes and Brennan Miller. Off the bench, Hayden Kearney with 3 and 2 each. Spencer Doramaggi, Denton Elias, and Logan out there rounding it out. Logan Martin. Your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Zach Evans. I'm going to tell you why. Even though he had 5 points in the first half, he had a huge third quarter. Did so many things, helping run this ball club, getting the ball up and down the court. He was instrumental in Valley Falls, who took the early lead, found themselves trailing, surged back, and won this one here today. Valley Falls 10-0 on the season. The Tigers moved to 4-7. Coming up next, it's the Chargers and the Cause. We'll be back with that here shortly. Again, Valley Falls talking about Atchison County in Game 1. We'll be back, but right now, we're going to give you a breather, me a breather, and put Joseph, as he always is, back to work in the Care Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.